I want to go back to D-Day itself for a few minutes. On the 70th anniversary of the Allied invasion of Normandy, we're seeing a lot of pictures from that historic day. Some of the most powerful pictures I've seen are in a Then and Now series put together by Getty Images. Photographer Peter McDermott took the Now photos to match exactly some of the historical pictures. Peter, start, if you would, by telling us where you are now and then why you took this series of photos.
Okay, well, I'm standing in a hilltop position where we've just witnessed a mass parachute jump near Ranville in Normandy in France. And with the internet, we decided to try and do a historic match-up with some of the archive collections of images taken from the last century. So you see what it looked like in 1944, for instance, with this material, and then you click on the image and you see the image change to exactly what it looks like in 2040. Really as a way of allowing viewers to interact with history.
And was it hard for you to track down the exact locations of the original photos?
I had a bit of modern technology help in the shape of Google Street View, believe it or not. I went through all the images and looked for reference points in the original archive images from 1944 that may still be there. So buildings, bridges, and then using Street View on my laptop, I was able to see whether it was worth a visit to Normandy.
Now, some of the most stunning images are actually looking out toward the sea where there aren't those landmarks that you can match up.
Sure, and Omaha Beach, for instance, which is a very wide shot with lots of landing craft and ships and barrage balloons, that could be within maybe half a mile. The other image you're referring to, I think there's a couple of images of Marines, I think, coming ashore, and the 2014 picture literally is just sand and a wave.
Right.
That was on Gold Beach, which is the beach that the British military attacked on the 6th of June, 1944. So again, that's within maybe even a few hundred meters.
I'm always stunned by how we have these incredible, iconic pictures and absolutely no understanding or no knowledge of who took them.
Well, I can only imagine how difficult it must have been to work in such dangerous conditions. And in fact, I think some of the images are taken by soldiers. There is one image that is the British soldiers going ashore from a landing craft. The photographer of that is known.
Yeah, this is Lieutenant Hanford is the picture you're talking about, I think.
Yeah. And in fact, that's a famous image that's well published. There's a colonel of the regiment in the water, and he's taking with him his personal piper, bagpipe player, as he goes ashore.
Right.
And I think there was recently a statue unveiled to the colonel.
Are there images, do you think, that you'll have taken in your career that will end up being iconic as some of these, and perhaps the picture you're talking about?
I'd like to think so. I'd hope so, but I have very limited experience of combat, I have to say, and I wouldn't want to experience what some of those photographers went through 70 years ago.
I look at some of these pictures and all I can think is terror.
Yes, being able to function at all, photographer as a viewer or a soldier being there, I'm not sure I could function at all with that much fear. In fact, when I was doing the modern-day pictures to match up with the archive pictures, I found it fascinating to be standing sometimes perhaps within a couple of meters of a photographer or a soldier with a camera from 70 years ago in the case of the D-Day material. I found that absolutely incredible to think that there was someone doing the exact same thing as me, but all that time ago in exactly the same place. And it sounds slightly cheesy maybe, but standing in the footsteps of history was exactly what it was. And at times it was very moving and quite haunting as well.
That's Getty Images photographer Peter McDermott. He produced a Then and Now slideshow of D-Day images.